Hey guys, I'm really excited to tell you a couple of different things that are gonna blow your mind with Facebook ads because I have discovered more and more that there's a lot of confusion in the world of Facebook ads. What works? What doesn't? Is this a trick? Is this a tactic? What are the strategies? Let's talk about Facebook ad copy. We're gonna cue it all on up as soon as we cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Okay, everyone, this is gonna be so fun because I, the other day, was really thinking about the Facebook ad copy that I run, and we were reviewing a whole bunch of our ads, and there's actually one ad. I'm sure if you're watching this or listening to this, you've actually seen that ad before, but there's one ad that we've run literally for 3 years, and it continues to crush it. And when I mean crush it, I mean like absolutely crush it. We've run this ad for 3 years, and it has generated us, oh my gosh, like 16 or 18,000 leads. It's grown our email list quite a bit, but it also has done all of that incredibly cost effectively. So almost probably 90% of the time that we run this ad, we get leads, even just first world leads, that are qualified at less than a dollar, which is incredible. Everyone says like, oh, lead costs are going up, things don't work anymore. This ad has literally worked forever. And what's so crazy about this ad is I always get like a lot of negative comments on it. And people are like, this is so ugly. This is so stupid. There's no way this works. This ad has been running forever. And the crazy thing is like, I'm not going to turn it off as long as it's working. You know, it's something that performs all the time. And that's when I started to realize, especially after seeing some people commenting on my Alaska ad saying, has this girl been in Alaska for several months? Because it says I've been in Alaska for the last week. So the thing is, that ad worked really well, and I have to tweak it so that it's a little more evergreen, but it converted incredibly profitably for months. And so I wanted to share with you guys a couple different things, kind of bust through some Facebook ad myths, some copy myths, and share with you guys a couple of foundational concepts for Facebook ads and copy for Facebook ads that will support you so much. So first and foremost, number one, great ad copy has a long shelf life. There is no need to change it out every week or month, not to be confused with testing. It's totally fine to always be testing new things, meaning running a split test or just doing a sample budget to see how a new ad works. See if you can beat your constant, you know, I can't think of the word, I'm totally blanking, but your constant, the one that you're comparing everything to, you want that to be the one that you always run. Don't turn it off. Don't stop using it as long as it is performing. So the thing is, that is not something that you want to try to rush to turn off. Sometimes people will be like, I just feel stupid. I've been running the same ad for months or for years. Yeah, exactly. I recently read Ogilvy on Advertising, which that was new to me. I'm definitely new to the world of like the classics and the greats in marketing. And that book was great because one of the things that I discovered is that a lot of ad agencies have run the same ads for 5 or 10 years because they still work. As long as something's working, don't stop using it. And if it stops working, try using the same ad to a new market. Just tweak it slightly. So I think that that's pretty powerful. Number two, great ad copy isn't always the sexiest copy. It might be direct. It might be short. It might be simple. It just works. Sometimes when people see my ads that work, they're like, this looks so basic. Yeah. That's the point. And the reason I came to that conclusion that oftentimes simple, basic, even ugly ads, even ads that have typos in them are the top converters is because we have literally run millions of dollars of Facebook ads and generated many folds return. I've never added it all up. I should though. I think we've managed several. I think we've done like 3 to 5 million in ads. I got to add it up at some point. And generated over 15 million in sales, which is pretty cool. So, what's so neat though, is that it is truly, it has been proven to me time and time again, that it's the ads you don't expect that crush it. And so kind of funny story, but I'm all about just ads that work, and people will like deliver these crazy complex ads that are gorgeous, and those are the ones that flop, which is interesting, which brings me to point number three. Beautiful ads are actually usually the ones that perform the worst. Ogilvy once said that creative ad agencies that are the ones winning awards are oftentimes the ones that go out of business first. And that's kind of a scary concept. It's the ads that are rogue, that don't win awards, that are the ones that generate the most revenue. Number four, great ad copy starts with a hook, an open loop, or an attention grabber. I think this is really important. So many times people want to start like just telling a story, and they don't start with something that sizzles or something that opens a loop or something that grabs attention, even if it's emojis. Your only goal is to suck someone in and get them to want to read the rest of the ad. I usually use my creatives in order to stop people, get attention, so that they're like, what is this about? And then they go read the copy and then keep reading the copy until they take action. So it is kind of interesting, but that is the most important part of your copy, is that first line. If they don't read the first line and want to continue reading, you are not going to have their attention for the rest of the ad. And number five, this one is tough love for some people. If you don't have a converting offer, or your client doesn't have a converting offer, the best ad copy in the world can't save you. It is literally like trying to fill a bucket with water. Only the bucket has a hole in it, or even no bottom. Literally, you're sitting there pouring water in. That's what you want to think of like the traffic as. And you could pour all the traffic or water in the world and you may never get a sale. So oftentimes before we run ads to a funnel, I like to test it organically and see how it goes. And there are a lot of flops. There are a lot of funnels and offers where I'm like, that just didn't work. And all of the ad, all the different ad copy in the world isn't going to fix it, because it just isn't an offer that people want, or a price point that people want, or a funnel that conveys the value of the offer. So I think like these five major points really boil down to this. I just like ads that work. And if you like ads that just plain old work, no flash, no sizzle, no sparkly sequins, you like ads that work, I want to invite you to actually grab my Facebook ad swipe copy. It is no fluff. Actually, there's a little fluff that I'm adding on Friday. This Friday, I am, but probably by the time you listen to this, it will already be added. I'm adding a training on why certain ads work and others don't. If you want that, you can actually head on over to rachelpeterson.com/podcast. And in the show notes, and even on the show notes on iTunes, you'll be able to see the link for that ad copy. But I'm going to be sharing a little series of trainings for everyone who has bought the Facebook ad copy swipe files. And that includes how to use Facebook ad copy swipes, why certain ads work, why certain ads don't work, how to know if an ad is working, what to look for in graphics and creatives for ads, and why ugly ads convert better. So I think this is going to be really powerful for a lot of people, and you'll get that as a free bonus training, which I think is going to honestly help you so much with placing ads for yourself or for your clients. So you will get that for free when you pick up the Facebook ad copy swipe files. It's pretty powerful. So once again, you can get that in the show notes, either in iTunes or on my website, rachelpeterson.com/podcast. But here's the bottom line. If you like ads that work, use ads that work. My Facebook ad copy swipe files work. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode and learned a few things. If you liked it, go ahead and do me a favor. Take a screenshot of this episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag my Instagram account, and you may be featured on my Instagram stories. It is the Mrs. Peterson, all E's and a D. I have that blue check mark. And so your story and your username will be broadcast in front of all my followers on my IG story, depending on how many people do it. But yeah, go ahead and take a picture of that and tag me in your story so I can reshare it online. All right, guys, I will talk to you later on the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye.